The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Abacus Plumbing. Finally, professionals you can count on.
It's Sunday morning, and this is Early Edition with Tom Tynan and Charlie Mosier.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was waiting for you.
No, you start.
I start.
No, after you. We're Chip and Dale.
I know. God, I keep forgetting I start. I do that on Facebook Live, too.
Anybody who remembers Chip and Dale wins an extra prize today.
Oh, I know Chip and Dale.
Right, this is Early Edition. He's Tom, I'm Charlie.
Yes.
And, of course, you know, Tom is here every day answering your questions, your home improvement questions.
Every single day.
And
I just don't know when to start.
Fine. God knows you don't know when to stop. But anyway, he's been doing it for 34 years, and hopefully he'll keep doing it for 34 more. But we're going
to... I don't know if I want to go that long, but okay.
What we're going to do in the next 30 minutes or so is answer the questions you send us at homeshowradio.com under the Ask Tom tab in the emails and the questions you send us. We appreciate that. We got some, Tom, about insulation, new home building, installing some grout and plumbing, those kind of questions. But we'll also get some help from your home show pros.
Of course, we have Matt from, who's the power washing king, by the way, Sunny Power Washing, and then Melvin from Mueller Steel Buildings. But they're not going to talk about buildings.
Huh?
He's going to talk about roofing.
Oh.
Steel roofing.
Okay.
And then, of course, you have, at least that's what it says here. Chad could be lying.
He could be. Set us up.
He might have a whole different thing to talk about.
That's it.
And then, of course, Alan from Abacus Plumbing, because Alan's a plumber.
There you go. We got our first question here comes from Johnny over in Brookside Village. He wants to know, how can I strip paint, baked on paint, from a metal filing cabinet? Apparently, he wants to refinish this thing.
Well, it's going to be a matter of using a stripper, which is, I tell you, it's not one of my favorite jobs. That stuff is nasty. You've got to be really neat with it. You've got to make sure you've got the proper protection as far as on the ground, whatever. I don't know if you're doing it on the grass because it'll kill the grass, or you're doing it in your garage. It'll eat the floor up. So you have to put down the proper protection on the floor, like drop cloths of different kinds, plastics and the canvas ones, to make sure you don't spread it all over. Don't drop it on your shoe. Your shoe will be ruined because it strips everything. But it's going to be a matter of using strippers and then lightly sanding with the proper sandpaper, which is like a black, oh, I forgot exactly what it's called, but it's a black sandpaper that goes on metal. It'll say for metal. When you look at sandpapers, it'll tell you what product it's supposed to be used on. And that's the one you're looking for to do a final sand, but a very fine sanding. You don't want to scratch up the metal. Mm-hmm.
This isn't the kind of thing where you can just rough up the paint over it, right?
Sometimes you can, but he wanted to strip it down, it sounded like, with the question.
I'm just saying, if he may not know what he's getting into here.
If it's like a powder coating or something,
right,
that most of the stuff comes as a powder coating, then I would just make sure it's clean. And hopefully, if it's that old, then you don't have to rough it up. I mean, if it's old, you don't have to rough it up, right? If it's new and you just want to change the color, then a fine sanding again with that same sandpaper I'm talking about for metal. It's black in color. You want to use a fine one and just give it a quick sanding, not a heavy one. And always use metal siding paint. Metal siding paint or paint that says metal to metal, if you're going to strip it down to the original metal.
Okay.
They call it direct to metal, actually.
All right,
that's the kind of paint you're looking
perfect
for, because they adhere better.
Coming up in a minute, Alan helps us conquer clogs. That's Alan from Abacus. And, of course, second floor window washing with Matt from Sunny Power Washing.
And, of course, when it comes to windows, and energy efficiency is in the news lately with all the politics and stuff. Everybody's going to rebuild buildings, make buildings more efficient, do this, do that. Well, we've been doing it on the show for 30 years now, and I can tell you who's been doing it even longer, and that's Jim Fiume, the founder of Gulf Coast Windows. He can make your home more energy efficient and maybe meet some new regulations someday if we ever have them. But the fact of the matter is, this is nothing new. He has been in the leading forefront of window replacement for a long time, and he has I think, one of the most energy-efficient windows on the market today, which is the composite window. But he also has engineered, really well-engineered vinyl windows. He has energy-efficient aluminum windows. He even has a line of wood windows. So he has a window for everybody, unlike many of the other companies, and a track record that goes back decades. So go with the leaders. Go with the guys that have been in the forefront of making your home not only more energy-efficient, but more secure, more quiet. Also, he has great financing plans, warranties, and installers that know what they're doing. And let me tell you, that's important. They make it look easy, but it's not as easy as you think. That's Gulf Coast Windows, 713-849-5454.
Early Edition continues on Sports Radio 610, a Sunday morning. I'm Charlie, he's Tom, and on the line, our newest home show pro, and that's Matt over at Sunny Pressure Washing. And Matt, the reason I called you this morning is Michael up in Atascocita is trying to wash the second floor from the first floor without a ladder, and I wanted to see if that's something you can give us some advice on. Can you help us out with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Charlie.
So let me tell you his situation. He says he's got mold or algae building up around the second floor windows, and he wants to get them off, but he doesn't want to get on a 20-foot ladder. So let's start first of all. Matt, what's it take to get that mold and algae off the side of the building?
The first step you're going to want to do is apply a couple different detergents to the surface. So one of which will be a surfactant that allows the chemical to stick to the walls and really soak into the algae that's covering the wall. And then the second will be what does the cleaning and does the elbow grease and removing it.
What is it you use to do that?
Sodium hypochlorite, and that's what we use on 90% of our jobs. It's the same chemical other people use to clean pools to prevent algae from growing back.
Is that going to come down and hurt my landscaping at all?
No, so it does have salt in it, and that sodium is what's going to help to kill the algae so that we can remove it from the surface mm-hmm. with a soft pressure. But once it reaches the ground, keep in mind that we do this all the time, and that's always a risk. But we try and stay on the front end of that. And so what we'll do is pre-treat, add water to all of the surrounding landscaping so that by the time the chemical touches the ground, it's one, diluted, but two, it's reaching an area that's already completely saturated with water. So it's not going to be any risk at all as far as killing or harming any of the plants goes.
So what I hear you saying is you're going to put a surfactant on there, then you're going to put the cleaning solvent on there, then you're going to rinse it off. And you're going to do this all from the ground? You're not going to get up on a ladder or anything, right?
Correct. One, to minimize and mitigate liability, and then also to work kind of at a more efficient pace, we use a method that's called soft washing. With soft washing, we use a certain spraying application, which is called the downstream injector. And what that does is creates a vacuum effect where we can pull chemical from one separate tank and then apply it midstream with the water we're using to clean the house.
This does not sound like do-it-yourself work.
If you have a lot of time and money to invest in researching it and buying the right equipment, it can be. But generally speaking, it's not something that you just pull out on a Sunday afternoon and do yourself. No.
You want it to be easy. I hear what Michael's saying. He wants to figure out how he can do it and not have to do that. But it sounds like this is a case where if you want to make sure you get that stuff off once and for all, you're going to have to use this multi-step process you're doing, and that's going to mean it's not necessarily do it yourself.
Correct. Yeah.
And that's why we trust Matt to take care of things like that. He's our home show pro at Sunny Pressure Washing, and you can find him at homeshowradio.com. Click on the button right there on the homepage. Matt, thanks for your help today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Charlie.
Helping you out with your projects is what Sunday Morning and Early Edition is all about. We get your questions. Tom answers them. I'm Charlie Moger, and on the phone is Melvin from Mueller Steel Buildings joining us this morning. Good morning, Melvin.
Good morning.
I got a letter from Cody in Hempstead, and he's got one of those kind of barn dominium garage things, and it's got a composition shingle roof on it, and he has been considering a metal roof, and he's written in asking what the difference is and what he can expect in getting a metal roof. So where do we go here, Melvin? What, first of all, is going to be the difference in putting on a metal roof versus the composition shingle roof?
Well, the nice thing about the metal roofs, you know, they're fairly simple to install. They can be put on just about any roof slope, as steep as 12-on-12, all the way down to a half-on-12, which you cannot do on composition shingles. It does have to be a minimum 4-on-12 roof slope.
Mm-hmm.
The metal roofing itself has a Class 4 hail impact resistance rating, which gives you the determination of, you know, the damage that could be caused by hail.
Now, that's the highest rating, right?
Class 4 is the highest rating that you can get, yes, sir.
Okay, so you're more protected with that than you would be with a composition shingle roof. Now, when you talk about a metal roof, all I can see in my mind's eye is like a standing seam metal roof, like you see on, you know, on a porch or something. Is there more choice than that when I'm looking at a metal roof?
Absolutely. We have actually 10 different panel profiles that you can choose from. Three of them being standing seam metal roofing. We have two different types of strictly house roof panels that you could purchase, as well as other panels that you could use for both roofing and siding on a building as well.
And you didn't even talk about colors.
That's correct. Yeah, we have most of these panels are available in 32 different color options.
One of the benefits, I think, that my understanding is, and it goes with the metal building part of Mueller, is that I'm buying it from the manufacturer. And so that if there's a problem with it, I've got one phone call.
That's correct, yes. Mueller is the contact person. If you did have any issues, you contact us direct, and then we fight that battle for you. We're not going to give you a telephone number and have you calling other people to try to take care of any of your warranty issues.
And something tells me that phone's going to ring somewhere here in Texas.
Yes, sir. Yeah. You never know what the weather's going to do to you down here.
See, there's a reason why Mueller is our home show pro for steel buildings and metal roofs. You want to learn more about them? Real easy. Just go to homeshowradio.com, click on that Mueller Steel Buildings button on the homepage, and you'll find out everything you need to know about them. Melvin, thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
Thank you. We appreciate your call.
Well, if you're going to replace your siding with something better, what would that better be? I'll tell you what it'll be. It'll be Hardy siding, because there's nothing better than Hardy, because it's better, better, better. I guess you could go best, like the old Sears days, good, better, best. But no, this is better, this is best. This is all of them all wrapped into one. But you want someone really good to put it on. That's where Home Exterior Systems comes in. They're the ones that understand the process. They have the skills. It all comes down to, well, proven and guaranteed, because the test of time is proven. The guarantee is in the strength of the company. And with Home Exterior Systems, you get both. They're artisans when it comes to this stuff. They take on the projects others don't want. Sure, you have the regular old projects that come up and come and go. You know, homes built in the 70s, 80s, 90s. But the homes that are built even before that, well, that's a little bit more of a challenge. And they're the ones that always pull it off. In fact, we have a great video online that shows one of their projects on a home that I think is close to 100 years old. And those framing techniques back then were, well, we'll figure out as we go because we only have this kind of lumber right here. And they really pulled it off. You're going to see a beautiful project done. And your home, no matter when it was built, will be just as beautiful, if not better. Call Home Exterior Systems and experience the proven and the guaranteed. 281-407-0880.
If you think this is fun, you should see what we do on Facebook, live every Thursday at 4 o'clock. You can join the fun. Tom and I get together, and you're welcome to join us with your questions and comments there as well. It's every Thursday, 4 o'clock on Facebook. It's live, just like this. That's Early Edition, live in the dark. And next week, though, we're on at 8. So,
yeah, no game next week. And by the way, it is fun on Facebook. I enjoy it.
Yeah, but it could still be dark as we change the clocks, right?
I don't know.
Next week is the week we change the clocks.
Yeah, I have no idea. Right. But next week when we change the clocks, it'll be 8 and not 7 or 9.
I don't
know.
No, 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 no. I was told there would be no math. So let's move on.
Okay,
here. Okay, Kent in Galveston has our next Ask Tom question from homeshowradio.com. He says, I have a water hammer noise when the faucet's turned off. How do I fix this?
It's very simple. If it's truly a water hammer, and that's usually what shows up when you close a valve, it'll start to bang. You have shock absorbers in the wall. They're about 18 inches tall. It's just a pipe that has air in it, and it absorbs the energy as you shut the valve because there's a lot of pressure in a pipe. People don't realize how much there is. And so what happens is sometimes they'll fill up with water because maybe you did some work on the house, and when you turn the water back on, you did it improperly, which I'm about to discuss very quickly here in a second. Or maybe just over time, it kind of slowly filled up, and there's not enough air now to handle the pressure on when you turn it off and to absorb the energy. And what you do is you turn the water off to the house, you open all the valves, you drain the pipes so there's no water coming out, just down to a little drip. Close all the valves. That's the key that people don't do. They think they want to keep them open to shoot air out. You don't want to do that. Close all the valves, turn the water back on. It will pressurize the pipes, and then when you go to turn your faucets on or your hoses, it'll spit some air, and that's good air that you want out of there. But the other air stays up in those water hammer chambers and will be your shock absorber and should take care of the problem.
All right. Real quick, here's another one for you from Folsom, West Virginia. Carrie writes to us, can you use tankless water heaters with well water?
You can use tankless water heaters. You can use tanked water heaters. You can use anything. But if you have hard water, and this is a very common question because people have said, hey, hard water will hurt a tankless water heater. Well, hard water will hurt anything. We just kind of ignore the old standards, but it'll hurt a tank terribly too. So you have to soften water. And because it's groundwater, it's usually very hard. Now, West Virginia is different than Houston, but I can tell you in the Houston area, it is super hard and it will destroy anything, including an on-demand water heater, if you don't maintain it. But the best thing to do anytime you have well water is invest in a water softener with a water conditioning company that will check and maintain it to make sure that the water is not so hard it's going to destroy all of your equipment in your home.
All right, fair enough. Okay, coming up next, we will have the difference between a metal roof and a shingled roof. No, we're going to talk clogs. I'm sorry. I'm all fishmeckle here. Yeah, no, we'll talk clogged drains with Alan from Abacus next on Home Show Radio here on Sports Radio 610. Early Edition continues with more answers to the questions you send in, like one we got from Douglas in Willowbrook asking about his drain. And when it comes to plumbing, you know who we're going to go to. It's Alan from Abacus Plumbing. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing good, but Douglas, not so much. He says that his kitchen sink has a propensity for backing up. He says that what happens is he'll clean it out and it'll back up again. He goes, he cleaned out the P-trap. He's poured everything he knows how to pour down the drain, and it hasn't helped. And he's wondering, is it time for professional help? And what can a pro do that he don't know how to do?
If you clear the P-trap and the drain line is still stopping up or has a propensity to stop up, then obviously we've got a problem further down the line. Now, what can a plumber do that a homeowner can't do? The easiest and most efficient way to clean it is to clean it mechanically by running what people call a roto-rooter, by running a drain cleaning machine through that drain and mechanically cleaning the drain. And in 90% of cases, that's going to work. It's going to clean it out well. It'll stay clean for, you know, a good period of time, usually, depending on what people put down their sink. Mm-hmm. But definitely mechanically cleaning it is the answer initially.
As long as they're not pouring lots of eggshells and bacon fat and other fibery things, they'll be okay.
If you abuse your drain, Charlie, you're going to pay the price in terms of having to have a plumber come out and clean it for you.
Advice for life from Alan O'Neill. But, you know, I see these people making offers out there, Alan, for like $29 drain clear. How is it possible that that could even work?
You know, it's interesting you ask that, Charlie, because we get phone calls all the time and a customer says, hey, you know, I'd really like to use you guys, but I've seen an ad for a $29 drain clean or a $49 drain clean or whatever it might be. Now, look, logic says you can't get a professional plumber and a truck to somebody's home, perform a service, and walk away with $29 and make any profit. So clearly, something's going on here. And what we found, Charlie, is that, you know, when those offers are made, what ultimately is going on is the person's trying to get into the home to sell more stuff. Mm. If we're called out to clear the drain, what we're going to do is clear the drain. So we charge more than that. We charge $123 to clear the drain, and that's really the minimum you can charge and make any kind of profit and be able to pay your people properly.
You want to know more about Plumbing Truths? You can learn more about what Alan does and Abacus Plumbing. They're our Home Show Pro. You'll learn more about them by clicking on their button on our homepage at homeshowradio.com. Alan, thank you for helping us out this morning.
You're most welcome, Charlie. Take care.
We just had a question from someone in West Virginia about, can they use a water on-demand water heater with groundwater, well water? Well, we have a lot of well water here in Texas. I can't tell him who to call in West Virginia. I've driven through there a few times. I even stayed at a Holiday Inn once there, but that's all I got with West Virginia. With Houston, I know it better, and it's Aquatex. Aquatex can take care of your water. That means condition it as well as filter it. You can have the different systems put in your home to make sure you get the full control of the water that comes to your house, whether it's from the city, which would be half surface, half ground, and that would be Lake Houston in the Houston area that it would come from, or it could be just groundwater if you're out on property and you dug a well. And either way, it's hard, and you need to condition it. And also, you need to filter it with a K5 drinking water station from Aquatex, as well as the Kinetico line of water conditioners. So if you're in the Houston area and you have that similar question and similar need as that gentleman in West Virginia, well, call 281-331-7777.
Texans football coverage begins at 9 this morning. So let's get right back to answering your home improvement questions on Home Show Early Edition.
You talk about a stab in the back. If you saw the end of last night's Rays-Dodgers game, not to mix your sports here, you got to love baseball. Did you see any of that? You probably didn't watch it, Tom, right?
Charlie, I gave up baseball when they made Rays and they didn't make the Devil Rays anymore.
No!
That was the end of it for me.
That's the end of it.
That was it.
That's it. All right.
If it's not Devil Rays like that Disney movie, forget it. I don't want to watch them ever again.
There's no doubt the Dodgers will take it, but at least the Rays are making it interesting here as we wrap up. All right. Let's. Tom's going to be taking your calls like the kind man said, and you can dial him right now at 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711, the number to call for Tom. He'll start taking your calls after we answer one or two more questions here. Kathleen in Victoria, a little closer to home, says she's redoing her 100-year-old farm home. It's on Pier and Beam, and they've had all kinds of rodent problems in the past, so she's going to close in the underside of the house, thinking that's going to fix it, Tom. And she has wooden floors, and she's concerned about ventilation. Any suggestions?
Well, you can close it in and still keep the rodents out and have ventilation, so you can have all three. A thing called eighth-inch hardware cloth is what you want to use to create vents. It's a hardware cloth is a wire mesh that the rodents can't get through. I remember once in my very early years, I worked in an exotic bird farm, and I would build cages for these birds because they had to be protected from snakes and from rats, and this was in Miami. And so the one product we would always use was eighth-inch hardware cloth, which you can get at a hardware stores. It comes out in rolls. And as far as that goes, they can't get through it, so the birds would be protected and not be someone's meal in the middle of the night. So you can have both, and you need to have both. But here's what you got to watch out for. It needs to go deep enough where they can't dig under, and that's what a lot of these things will do. They'll dig 2, 3, 4 inches, kind of like people coming over the border with drugs. They're going to find a way to tunnel in, so you got to go deep.
Did you hear about the sub they found? What, it had like a ton of cocaine in it? Off, I think it was off Europe. That they call them narco subs.
No.
Yeah. So talk about going deep to get in.
Europe, they had, that's a long trek from South America.
I tell you what. All right. Steven Spring asks, the contractor doing my master bath remodel is not planning to seal grout in the shower and says it is not necessary. Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't see the reason to seal it. And the reason is, I mean, you can seal it. It's not going to hurt it any. Let me just backtrack a second there. But every time you use shampoo and soap and stuff and it gets on the grout and then it goes down the drain and then it dries out and then you take another shower, hopefully people are showering regularly, it just takes the sealer right out. So eventually it's just not going to be there, probably within a matter of a month or so. And to reseal it every month would be ridiculous. And that if you read the bottles sometimes, they'll say reseal every 2 weeks, reseal every 3 weeks. I mean, it's going to sell a lot of sealer, and it's just not worth it. So the bottom line is, yeah, in a shower, it's just not going to last.
I reseal every few weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Good night.
That's how they can guarantee it.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you put that much on, of course it's going to work.
But if you do it every 6 months, it was gone the first month. You got 5 months without it. Where's the guarantee? Right. What are these companies going
to
do?
All right. Fair enough. Hey, I'm going to skedaddle so you can get right to the phone calls here and get everybody on at 281-496-5711. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Okay, good. Well, Tom will be here till 9, so quick as a bunny, get on the phone and get to him at 281-496-5711. You want to get your questions here on the show, it's easy. Just go click in the Ask Tom link at homeshowradio.com, fill it out, send it in. We'll put up an answer. We'll do it in our daily Ask Tom videos. We post a new one every day at homeshowradio.com. We post them on our Facebook channel, and we face them on our YouTube channel. Plus, we use them sometimes on our Thursday 4 p.m. Facebook Live broadcast. We wish you'd join us for that. Thursdays at 4 on Facebook Live. Thanks to the pros who are here today. Thanks to Matt at Sunny Pressure Washing, Melvin at Mueller Steel Buildings, and Alan at Abacus Plumbing, of course. All pros, all waiting for you at homeshowradio.com. Hey, Patrick, Jacob, Christopher, everybody, thanks for helping out. I'm Charlie. Back next week with another early edition here on Sports Radio 610.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Call me. We'll talk. Be with you for an hour and a half. 281-496-5711. Then we'll hand it over to the sports people. You know those people. They work hard. There's a lot of stuff they have to memorize and have organized and all that. So they will be coming on at 9 o'clock, hopefully on the dot or close to it. I mean, the dot is here, dot there, you know, every dot everywhere kind of thing. All right, let's talk to Rebecca. Rebecca, you're on Home Show Radio.
I have two questions. My parents have a small rental home that we had to get the people out. Well, apparently they had a couple of cats, and I don't think they ever used the litter box. Anyway,
ew,
it's just disgusting.
Gross. Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
So we have pulled up the carpeting, of course, because that had to be replaced. And then in the living room area, he just had like the vinyl tile things. We tried cleaning it. Well, that didn't work because you could still smell. So we actually ripped that up. But there's still an odor. Is there something that we have to spray or?
Yes. First off, don't blame the cats. Usually cats won't use a litter box if the owners don't clean it regularly. So the cats
right.
are not at fault here. It's the owners that
That's
are at fault.
Because
I'm a cat guy. Cats are very neat. Well, kind of. But you've got to keep their boxes clean. As far
right.
as that goes, there's a pet neutralizer that you can get at like a PetSmart store or one of the pet stores. The same things they use in the veterinarian's offices. And it's
uh-huh.
a urine neutralizer. And that's what you're going to have to scrub everything down with.
Pet neutralizer. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you can just get it at the pet store. Okay.
Yeah, the pet store should have it. If not, you can also try white vinegar and water, too. That works also.
Okay.
But
okay.
I think the neutralizers are probably going to be better for you.
Yes.
Because they're probably a little stronger and they're formulated chemically-wise better for what you're trying to achieve.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, because we've tried cleaning and it just doesn't work. So yeah, and I just it's definitely not the pet's product.
No, it's but it's the acid, and what you do is you neutralize it. Even baking soda you can try, but I think I'd rather just get the product.
Yes. Okay. I'll definitely do that.
Okay.
And my other question is, and this is in my home. I have it's an older home. It has a step down dining room. If I wanted to have the floor raised, is there anything that has to be done to the floor below it? Or do they just raise up the floor?
You mean they just fill it full of concrete?
No. Well, I mean, I don't know. That was one of my questions. How do
well,
you do
or
that?
Do you want to just wood frame it and put a wood base there? I mean, either way, it's fine as long as it's dry.
Probably wood, I think.
Okay, well, that's fine. Then. Just remember this, anytime wood touches concrete, so let's say the structure you're raising it with, it has to be pressure treated. That's just an old rule that goes down the road. Then you can put a plywood flooring on there, keep it all the same level, and then put your floor covering of choice on there. That's fine, as long as it's dry under there and not taking water. You can, in some cases, the sunken living rooms from the late 60s, early 70s, people are filling them full of concrete. That's fine, too. But it doesn't have to be attached or anything. It's just there. All it is a platform that you're walking on, and it will feel different when you go from concrete to wood. You'll feel a difference and hear a difference when you walk.
Okay, because right now I have the laminate floor in it right now, but it's kind of like a trip hazard. So.
Oh, I hate these levels. I don't know who was thinking what when they came up with it.
I don't remember
the bed that was on a platform. So you got off the bed, then you have a step down from the platform. People are breaking their ankles in the middle of the night going to the bathroom. It was just a stupid idea. I don't know what to say.
True. I agree with you there also.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for the information.
All right, I appreciate it. You're very welcome. Just, you know, we were talking about ladders earlier today, too. I can tell you stories about that. I'm not going to right now, but you got to be careful with this stuff. You know, your legs can only handle so much, and as you get older, it handles less and less, so be careful. All right, like Judge Judy asked a doctor once, how do you live to be a very old person? His answer was, don't fall. Okay, let's talk to Matt. Matt, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yo, Tom, good morning.
Yo, Matt, good morning.
That was a very good session with Sunny Power Washing. My question is, I'm going to have to get someone else to remove the needles on the second floor, the gutter system, you know, the dirt that gets that comes over onto the, you know, whatever. He won't get the needles off the roof where the gutter is. Is that correct? I'll have to get somebody else.
I don't know. You can call him. He might, because he does roof cleaning. He might make it the whole package and just do it all. Okay, so it's worth a phone call. Matt's a fine young man, and if he can get up there and do it, I know he'll do it. If not, before you get him to come out to do the washing, and with the gutters, you get that tiger striping with all the schmutz that comes over the top of it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we call it tiger striping, Matt. Now you got something to really enjoy today. Okay, anyway, silly term, but that's what it is. Then you can call him and he'll go ahead and pressure wash it. But before that, to get the roof nice and clean with the needles, I always call Ideal Roofing, but he might get up there and do it and clean it all and do it under one package.
Very good, Tom. You take care of yourself.
All right. You take care of yourself too, Matt. Nice talking to you always. Regular here, and Danny, and with Randy, and I remember listening to Matt once on a different show. I'm not supposed to say the name, and he was talking about onions. Apparently, the winter got his onions. I felt really bad for Matt because I like onions. I really do. I don't think I've ever had a fresh garden onion. I've had fresh garden tomatoes. They're delicious. But onions, no, not so much. I mean, I buy them from the store. Who knows where they come from? Anyway, that's Matt. He's a man of many skills and interests. Trifection has many skills and interests, too, when it comes to remodeling your home, making your home perfect for you. That's what they do. And today, with so many people staying home, and me too, I'm always staying home. I'm a home guy. I'll play around the backyard, the front yard. I don't want to hear from anybody. Put a taller fence up. I don't want to see my neighbors. I just like being at home. Always have. I've had so much in my life where I've had to travel and go and go and go, and hotel rooms and airports. Oh my goodness, how many floors did I sleep on, almost getting vacuumed up by the people? Not for me. I stay home. And when I come to stay home, I want my bathroom just the way I want it. I want my kitchen the way I want it. I want my house the way I want it. And I know you do too. And I have called to do exactly this, Trifection, many times. And I still have projects I still want them to do. Little by little, I'm getting it all done. My next is the laundry room. I want nice custom cabinets in there for organizational purposes and to make it look good, too. But as far as that goes, that's what they'll do for you, too, whether it's the entire house or just custom cabinets for a room. And let me tell you, their cabinets are something special. They truly are. You call Trifection. People say, oh, well, they're going to be too expensive. No, it's not that they're more expensive. It's they're just better at what they do. Everybody has to be competitive. Now, it is true. They're not a cookie cutter. Hey, you know, go to one of the box stores, buy some vanities and some faucets and stuff, and we'll just slap it all in for you and call it remodeling. In a way, it is. It's updating a little bit, but it's not what they do. They make custom cabinets. They put in custom flooring, and everything is done with an eye for detail that's second to nobody. And they're a full service. They have an entire team of people from designers to the guys working on the plans, to, of course, the plumbers, electricians, and glass people, and everything else involved, and going to the granite yards and picking out the right slabs of granite for exactly what you want, things like that. They hold your hand and take you through every step of the process. So give them a call at 281-KITCHEN. That's 281-KITCHEN for Trifection. It's all about, at least to them, form, function, and fit.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And we continue on here with Home Show Radio, 281-496-5711. And we will talk today. Let's continue on with the show and then the callers, and let's talk to Ken. Ken, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom.
Hello, Ken.
I'm interested in some in redoing my countertops. And I've heard you say that there's some affordable granite, and I don't want to break the bank doing this. But does all granite have to be sealed occasionally?
You know, it's such an interesting question for me, because I have had granite in my house since 1997. And that goes the fireplace front and the kitchen is where primarily the granite is. And I have it outside, by the way. I have a hunk of granite on my outdoor kitchen, and it's all granite. I've never sealed any of it, ever.
Okay, that makes me feel good. And does it stain, you know, does it stain easily? And we're not like super users of the kitchen, so.
I don't think it stains at all. I do know this, and I have a darker granite. If you get a really light granite, it will absorb moisture and leave, like if you take a glass of ice water and put it on the very light granite, and you take it off, you might see a ring where the glass was for a little while until it dries out, and then it goes away. And that's why people tend to seal really light granite, because they don't want to have that little ring there for 15 minutes or so until it dries, because it just gets in the surface a little bit. But as far as staining, I've never seen granite stain at all. Granite's incredibly hard on a hardness scale. It's a number 7. Now, marble, and this people confuse the marble and the granite quite a bit. Marble stains terribly and will etch like crazy. It is incredibly porous compared to granite.
Okay, and then I want to go into, I have kind of a laminate material with a trim going from the countertop up to the bottom of the cabinet. Obviously, I'm not going to use granite there, but what's a good material to use there?
So you're talking about the edge of the countertop?
Yeah, I'm talking about between the countertop and the cabinet above.
So you have above?
Yeah, when I say from the countertop to the
bottom. Oh, so you're talking about the backsplash.
Yes, backsplash area.
Okay, I just have to picture. Yeah, please bear with me and picture. You can use all kinds of things. I like tile. You can do all kinds of patterns and stuff, but a backsplash doesn't take a beating. It's very, it's something you want to look at that you really like. You could use granite. You could use 4 inches of granite and tile on top of it, which I have done in many projects too. So there's different ways to handle it, but tile seems to be the most popular one.
And how does it, I mean, is tile, is that expensive to put in?
No, the tile, the workmanship on the tile is pretty standard. It depends on the tile you buy. You get into fancy glass tiles and stuff, and some of them can be $6 to $15 a square foot, which is just outrageous in prices. So it depends on the material you choose. I can tell you this, as a backsplash, you don't have to have porcelain and all these really durable tiles, because you just wipe it down with water once in a while, unless you're just, you know, in a bathroom or something, you're splashing stuff all over it. In a kitchen, it usually doesn't happen. And that's why people will do decorative accents and stuff in it, because it looks really nice. It's something you're just looking at.
Okay, good. Because, I'm not trying to be a home and garden show kitchen. So,
But you want it nice. But you can do it with a budget, for sure. Especially with tiles, you can get all kinds of of tiles, even closeout tiles, and do patterns with them and stuff, and have some fun with it. But it doesn't cost a ton of money. It's just a matter of you getting creative in your imagination, or if you can just want to just do it plain and just keep it one color all the way across and make it sanitary, clean, and you know, decent looking, it's fine too.
Does size of tile matter at all?
No, not on a backsplash.
Okay.
Now, just remember, the smaller, the busier. The bigger it looks, the smaller it looks, because it gets so busy looking. So that's why people tend to use bigger tiles, and they'll use small accent pieces that so it pops out at you. Those will be smaller, but the base tile will be bigger. And that's why on floors you use the big 12-inch and 16-inch tiles now. It makes the room look twice the size. The smaller and busier the tiles, the smaller the space seems.
When I go to a store and I'm not looking for, is there any particular type of, I'd heard you say that, you know, we can get some inexpensive type granites. What would those be? Or is it, you know, do I go to the store and say, hey, I'd like to have some cheap granite? Or
I don't know if I'd use cheap, but you want, yeah, I tell them, listen, I'm not looking for top of the line Italian granite that's been shipped halfway across the world. They ship by weight, by the way, so granite gets expensive in the shipping. But you can get granite from domestic granite from Vermont and places like that, and it's usually a lot less expensive only because of shipping costs. You know, they can truck it from one state to another, and there you go. So what you want to do is just tell them. And then sometimes you can get granite from Italy and Spain, or I don't know about Spain, but Italy and places like that, that they have such an abundance of it that it's really, it just comes on the ships with the rest of the expensive stuff. And so sometimes they have a deal on it because it's just run of the mill stuff that they're just trying to get rid of in their shipments. So talk to the suppliers, because what happens with granite is you'll get a granite person that will fabricate it, and that's where you usually start, and they'll send you to a granite yard to start picking out the slabs. And so you'll go there, and if you have a full project, and you will work with the granite supplier and pick out the slabs, and that's where you tell them, listen, I don't want to break the bank on my granite because they're all durable. I just want to find something clean and show me what you have on an economical basis. And they got stuff to move. They'll show you some slabs. You pick them out, and then the fabrication is always the same.
Okay, the countertops that I have now, they're laminate. The kitchen has like a 3 or 4 45-degree type angles in it. And whoever put it in the last time, it looks like they put that countertop in pieces so that it has to have silicone, you know, between.
Well, you will have a seam. Yeah, you're going to have a seam, even with granite.
Okay.
If you tried to do it all in one piece, first off, you'd have to pay for all the waste. It would be incredibly expensive.
Okay.
And secondly, granite slabs only come so big, and usually you're going to have those 45 degrees and stuff cut really tight, and they will have a filler that will match the color, and it will be... It's usually, if you get a good installer, they'll do a good job. A good installer doesn't cost more than a bad installer. It's still an install.
Right.
But as far as that goes, you will definitely have seams.
Good deal. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Ken. You'll like it. If you've had plastic laminate and you get granite, you'll like it. Granite is, you know, everybody says, what's the best? Well, you got a lot of different choices out there. You got quartz and all kinds of things. But people tend to go to the granite because it's affordable. One time it wasn't, but it's affordable. It looks great and it holds up forever. And I know a lot of people say, oh, you got to seal it every week. No, you don't. I don't know where this comes from. It's I guess the sealing companies want to sell sealer. Or somebody doesn't want to complain when they get a little water ring that hasn't dried out in 5 minutes and they, oh my goodness, no, it's fine. All right. Sunny Power Washing. You've heard a lot about them today if you've been listening from the beginning of the show. And Matt over there does a great job washing your home. It's that time of year where you wash the outside of your home. He doesn't do the inside. He does the outside. From the gutters and the tiger striping, we talked to Matt about that. And he does all the cleaning from the top down. He even cleans roofs. You say, oh, he's just going to pressure wash everything. No. In fact, we just did a video, and you can see it at his website. Go to homeshowradio.com and watch the video. It's a soft wash. He understands the chemistry. And that's even something I don't know as much about. I mean, this guy knows everything about the chemistries, about the salts and everything else, about how to clean your house without using a heavy pressure wash, because pressure washes are good for driveways and stuff, but for your home, for stucco, for hardy, for things like that, for your shingles, for your gutters, you don't want to just rip them off the house, because those things, pressure washers can be, well, quite abusive to products that you use them on if you don't know what you're doing. He knows what he's doing, and he's affordable. I've had some pressure washing companies charge, ones charge so much money. And Matt is very economical. He's a fine young man, and he keeps his prices competitive. He keeps them where they need to be, and he does a great job. In fact, I'm calling him tomorrow and lining up my house to get washed, because it's that time of year. We're doing it all before Thanksgiving, and you know, these guys are hustling right now because everybody wants to get it done the next 3-4 weeks. And I don't know when Thanksgiving is, maybe 4 weeks, 3 weeks. Anyway, call them tomorrow and make your appointment if that's a concern of yours. Or if you're just putting it on your list to do, remember, it's Sunny Power Washing. To find out more about it, go to homeshowradio.com.
Why gamble on your home improvement projects? Play it smart. Go with the experts Tom trusts. Select professionals who've qualified to be a certified home show pro.
Trifection Kitchen and Bath, bringing together form, function, and fit in every project. Absolute Comfort Air Conditioning and Heating, indoor comfort pros year-round. Mueller Steel Buildings, made in America, made to last.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
This is Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan. We're finishing up our first hour on this two-hour edition because the Texans are playing, I think, the Packers today, what I saw last night on the news. And that will be a noon game, so we're off at 9 o'clock. I do want to just mention one thing, tell a quick little story, and then we'll get out of this hour, about ladders. We started talking about ladders off and on this whole hour. We've had people talk about, I don't want to get on a ladder. It came down to the pressure washing, how you can clean a second floor without getting on a ladder. Ladders are incredibly dangerous, and you have to be trained, and you have to be very good at what you do. People take that for granted all the time, and they just start jumping on ladders or standing on things, and you get hurt. And it usually people get hurt at home. So I'm going to tell you this quick little story, and then we're going to move on to the next hour. And that is, I have a friend that I worked with at Houston Community College. He needed a liver transplant many years ago. I don't know what happened. It had something to do with hepatitis C and stuff like that, whatever the case may be. But he was at a point where he wasn't going to get it. He was about to die. They didn't have a transplant, someone that could donate a liver to him. And it was to the point where he was just about to go, and then he got a call. And he said, hey, we've got a liver for you. And the good part of the story is he got his liver transplant. He's doing great today. He's a great guy. I like him a lot, and I haven't talked to him in a while, but he told me this story, and I just found it fascinating. And I said, so how and where did you get the liver? I mean, it's not something you go down to the corner store and buy. And he said, Tom, it was a tragic story about a police officer who went on patrol that day, did everything he was supposed to do, did his job diligently, had a great family at home, and he made it home. The police officer came home that day, and they didn't think much of it. You know, another day at the grind. I'm sure he put his gun away in his safe or in his lockbox. He took off his uniform, put on his work clothes, and he wanted to work on the house. And he got on a ladder just to wash windows or something. I'm not sure what he was doing. I don't think anybody knows at this point. And he fell off the ladder, and he died in his own home after doing such an incredibly impressive but dangerous job every day, where he was probably always, you know, concerned about safety and diligent and all this other stuff. And you get home and you get lazy. And you get mentally lazy, and you start doing things you shouldn't do. And, you know, I'm just as guilty as everybody else. And you hurt yourself. In this case, he died. Now, my friend got the advantage of getting his liver, and he was a young police officer, by the way. That's why you'll hear me say a lot. Little stories like that sit with me pretty strong. Be very careful at home when you're working on things and when you stand on something. And I used to give a talk to the employees at Exxon just because they had to go, they had to sit through these talks and they had to find somebody who would do it cheap, and that was me. And I would go out there and I would, one of the things I would say is one of the ways people get hurt is standing on things at home. And I've fallen off a kitchen table once and went right through the wall. I couldn't believe I survived that fall trying to change a light fixture. I learned my lesson big times wearing socks on a dining room table so I wouldn't scratch it. Not smart. But people get chairs with wheels on them, things like this, and stand them and say, oh, I'm just changing a light bulb. It's not a big deal. You can hurt yourself, and you can take it to something as bad as what happened in that story I just told you. So be very, very careful when you're at home and you're working around. Don't get mentally lazy. I run a skill training program here at Texas Southmost College down in Brownsville. And one of the things that we do is safety, safety, safety all the time. In fact, we have an OSHA training coming up next Saturday, a week from yesterday, and I'll be there to make sure it gets started properly. But I can't stress it enough. I mean, safety glasses, everything. I just push these young people like crazy to make sure that they go home every day, whether it's a construction job or you're a police officer. And we do train a lot of police officers at Texas Southmost College. Wilhelmina Williams does a great job with our Criminal Justice Institute, which I get to be a part of because her and I are a team as far as skill training programs. And so it's pretty impressive how she takes care of the police officer she's training too. All right, enough of that. Be careful when you go home. Cutting Edge Tile Removal is a company I want you to remember when it comes to removing tile in your home and getting all the schmutz, the dust, the debris, everything out. So first off, you breathe cleaner. Breathing is important. You want to breathe, and you don't want to hurt your body. I've been years in the construction business, and I know I have somewhat of a lung damage because of it, because we weren't protecting ourselves. We weren't wearing – that's when should have been wearing masks, when we were doing all that those projects and stuff, and all that dust was flying and everything, and none of us ever did. And so we suffer from other things, guys my age now that have been in the construction business all our lives. But when it comes to your home, you don't want all that dust in it. That's why you call Cutting Edge Tile Removal. They'll remove all the tile, all the grout, all the thin set, and they take all of it with them. There's no dust. And you can get up to 400, 500, 600 pounds of dust. Of course, you're not laying underneath it. It's all over the place in a very micro-thin layer, everywhere from your clothes, your closets, everything. I don't care how much plastic you put up. It's gonna travel. It's just the nature of it. In your air conditioning system, whatever the case may be, but not with these guys. And if you're in the floor covering business, and you're, whether it's commercial or residential, they can do huge hotels, resorts, whatever it takes if they're going to do some remodeling now, and you got to take the old stuff out before the new stuff goes in, call them. Offer it to your clients. Cutting Edge Tile Removal. To find out more about it, go to homeshowradio.com.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Houston's leading independent, locally owned nurseries come together with Danny Milligan.
Saturday, 7 till 9.
What do y'all recommend as a weed killer?
Answering questions anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros Podcast. Always on,
always free.
Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610.
And online anytime
at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.